Gift from the North by David Pownall, with Brian Glover, Barry Foster and Hugh Dixon.
Spring 1896.
Oyster catcher. Cleep, 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 cleep. Spear of the estuary. Gory blade of a beak. Warrior bird. Cleep, 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 cleep. Heron on patrol. When the first salmon of the year start coming up, it's time. Back to work before the surge vanishes into the hills.
Over here!
I listen to what the open mouth of the estuary has to say. Steam and sail lie side by side, waiting for the full tide. A young, impatient man, an older, graceful woman. Generating a doubtful future. The sandbanks and gullies of the Loon are my temple and asylum. What wisdom I find here.
We're too close, son!
Two men stand waist-deep in the tide.
Take another of big steps out.
Current strong, Dad.
Use my steadying stick.
Get away, I'm not an old man.
Well, I'm not going any deeper. You're taller than me.
All right, but I'm not happy. It's a big tide, this one. Sand's moving underfoot. It's like treading on a snake.
Are you okay?
Nothing doing. I'd never tell him anything.
We haven't got anything to tell.
Well, even if we had, I wouldn't. He'd be here like a shot with all his clobber setting himself up right next to us.
Thought you were meant to be mates.
Once we were. Don't trust him anymore. You keep your eye on old Billy further along. He knows what he's doing.
So he says.
He's lucky as old Billy has the touch.
That must be why he's so hard up. These old waders of thine are leaking.
Keeping it just above bottom or fish will sneak underneath.
It's difficult to hold still with water being so strong.
Tilt handle forward like I should be.
He's waving about.
Then come closer. Ooh. How'd it tie to him? Keep the boot behind him.
My right foot is sopping already. I'll have a cold tomorrow. It'll be your fault.
No, all you do is moan.
Then why make me come? You know I don't like messing about in mud and muck.
Well, what else would you be doing if you weren't here with me, eh? You've no job to go to. You'll spend money soon enough if we catch out.
There'll be no salmon, and ever is. We'll go home empty-handed.
You don't know that.
And even if we do happen to catch some, it'll be spoiled.
Oh, Billy's had some clean fish.
He'd tell thee anything. A big cock salmon was brought into the wagon last week. They had a jaw like a rusty crane hook, and a big hood of scab over its head. It must have been blind when it was in water.
It doesn't need his eyesight. Instinct guides it. Brings it back to its birthplace.
This is my English hymnal. My organ playing. My means of praise. Oyster catcher. Salmon catcher.
Hey, what was that? A knock. I felt a big knock. He must have hit the wood at net.
What a mug's game. Standing freezing in sea for hours with nubbin and oversized shrimp in net. It doesn't pay, Dad. It doesn't.
In the old days, I've caught plenty like this. Heave netting's just right for those with no money to lay out. Makes a lot of sense. I don't know what we'd do without it. And we've got license.
Dad, you haven't caught anything for ages. Last season was all bad. You could be doing other odd jobs for the extra money.
What? We've always been heave netters in our family. Oh. All the way back. When a boy's born, there's a heave net in its hand. When I die, I want thee to carry on with it, then pass it on to thy son.
What son's this? Who said I was having a son?
Yeah, it may prove beyond thee, Albert, but I trust you'll summon up enough enthusiasm for that once you get the idea. Hey! That was another knock. Hit the woodwork again. But I saw him. Did you see him strike?
Dad, the ones that aren't blind use their eyesight to see thee standing there nip round the side.
Oh, get on with thee and stop chattering.
Salmon aren't as slow-witted as some I could mention.
I've got a feeling this is going to be our lucky day, God willing.
Good old Dad, ever hopeful, ever sure. Whamless.
Whammeling. Boatmen shepherd a long net suspended from floats, drifted on an incoming tide. As the salmon swim up, they strike it and are caught by the gills. The boatmen see the commotion, row along the net, disentangle the fish, haul it out, club it to death with a priest, then go back to their station alongside. It's beautiful to watch in its barbaric way. A hydrogen balloon going overhead. The military are conducting top-secret experiments, playing with the infinite. What can be done against an enemy up there, in the wilderness of the ether? Keeping a huge balloon secret is a problem.
Meshuggah!
I should explain. Meshuggah means madman in Yiddish. One of these airborne officers served in the Middle East, where he collected words of abuse in as many languages as possible for use as ammunition.
Wait.
He can even cast doubts upon my sanity in Welsh without the aid of a single vowel. In need of an enemy, the crew come down as close to my shack as possible. A sack of flour is dropped, landing on my vegetable patch, flattening the clump of kale I've nurtured. Everywhere turns white. This is the fourth attack in a fortnight. They're definitely improving their aim. But let's meet the exponents of Wamaling.
You know, one jumped out of the basket into the sea off Air Shamed and swam in for a bet. Cedric at post, we eve net again. He's got Son Albert out. I can guess what he thinks of that.
Cedric will be saying, "These old Wamlers taking our fish."
And Albert will be saying, "Who cares?" He's so idle, is Albert. If he were warming his feet in fender and his boots caught fire, he'd get his mum to move them for him.
If I had a son, I'd not let him talk to me like he talks to Cedric.
You'd have to have a son first to be able to say that.
Other figures on the shore. Gentry, waxed and worn. They stare at the Wamel boats, rods flexing like punishment canes. The Wamelers stare back.
Carlson and his mate keeping an eye on us. Haven't they got anything better to do?
Are they waving or shaking the fist?
Oh, can't they tell? They're saluting the flag on the balloon.
Morning, Captain Carlson! Morning, Mr. Gorridge! Good luck!
Bastards.
Not a single strike since we got on tide.
There's not a living to be had from this river anymore.
Ah, there were plagues of fishing long before factory came along.
Now, this river's at it. You know and I know. We're out here for the exercise.
They live on the banks of a bad dream. Conversations are like paint. A few word strokes, a few brush strokes, to give the flavour of these grieving waterfolk.
Where are my oysters?
We gently lash the water.
That's my fly gone, I suspect.
Bad luck.
Putting too much wrist into it. Yesterday, I had the hall mirror out on the lawn to watch myself cast. I received only a rather brutal impression of self, flailing.
Well, if it's an artistic sight you need, you can't beat balloons.
Yes, great fun. Ever been up?
Never had the chance.
Well, I'll arrange for you to come along if you like. A couple of young pals of mine at the mess are very good at keeping this old codger entertained. They look after me. Pity, you know. Very useful.
Well, I'd like that very much.
Unfortunately, the experiment's being abandoned. The brass see no future in the air. Thrown the whole thing off the secret list.
Oh, well, I shall miss those great things floating around.
Well, there's still a few months of sport to be had before the army wants its toy back. I'll organise an expedition.
Well, I'm game. I'd love to fly over this place. Be up there with the birds. Look down on it all.
War Office is quite right, actually. Balloons have no military usefulness at all. Too easy to shoot down. Give me an 18-pounder, I'd have a hole in that as easy as winking.
Well, shall we move on? Nothing doing here.
Well, I never bother trying to fish this particular shore because I know it's pointless. I'm only doing it to please you.
You don't like a challenge as drawn out as this one?
Oh, thrive on them. But I need to believe in my target. Give me upriver any day.
Oh, too crowded for me.
Hey, hold on.
What?
You're going too fast.
Oh.
I can do most things with this leg, but I can't do them fast.
Well, does it give you a lot of trouble?
Off at the hip, man. What do you think? 40 years of it.
Ah, oh. Oh, I'm sorry. A bit raw today. Took a shot of laudanum before coming out. Helps for a while, but it wears off. Mm. Oh, be honest, have you ever caught anything here?
Not for some time.
How long?
Oh, well, years, I suppose. Yeah. But you'll often find me here, wandering up and down. I find this place good for the soul.
Well, I like to cut something. And then I like to eat it.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, God, here we go. Such a pest.
Morning. You're out early, Mr. Robinson. Found anything?
First day of a new month provides an opening. Today, something will be found. I feel it in my bones.
Tell you.
Miserable, hunched up looking chap.
Yeah.
Let me out of here, he says. Go on. Take yourself off. Shoo. Goodbye, bird. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye.
I hate the way he haunts this place. Doesn't matter where you go, he pops up at your elbow.
He must be incredibly hardy. How the fella lives here, I don't know. It's so open and exposed, not a scrap of shelter. In winter, it must be hell.
Yeah.
Hey, up! What's this? Dad, help me, gravel!
Get on your feet, your boots will fill.
Is this for it?
Haven't you got the strength to stand upright for 5 minutes?
It were a fish knocked me over.
Knocked me over, indeed. You were daydreaming.
It were a fish, I tell you.
Now you'll catch the cold you wanted, and your mother will blame me.
What a clout. Help me, Dad. Take the net. Took me legs from under me.
Well, I saw nothing. You just fell in because you're so awkward.
I didn't see it, granted, but I felt it.
A few sheets of sketching paper pinned together will be needed for this one.
When I'm fishing, that's all I want to think about. I don't allow other thoughts and preoccupations to enter in. I just concentrate on what I'm doing. Clear my mind completely. Forget everything. All those old griefs which churn away regardless. Only thing that matters is, will I catch a fish? Always found it very healing in its way.
Will he be healed?
Oh. Well, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Excellent action.
Oh, yes.
Pleasure to watch. He's putting so much into it, he must believe fish to be here.
Every morning he comes down for an hour before going to the works.
Am I right in thinking it's Kearney?
Himself. Best fly fisherman in these parts by far. But he won't ever rent a beat upstream or accept an invitation. Only angle downriver of his factory.
He must know. Oh,
the man is trying to prove he's not the one who's killed the river. Do you know him?
Oh, we met for a handshake at various get-togethers, but never spent any time. Oh, that's a remarkable business he's got going. I seem to remember complimenting him on it. Saved the town.
But not the river. Shall we pass the time of day with him? He knows everything about casting.
Yes.
But nothing about fishing.
So far, I've counted 20 heavers, 10 whammel boats, and 8 draw nets working. How can anyone say we've made the river unfit for salmon to breed in anymore?
We, is it? but are they catching anything?
They'd never tell you. They're so tight and secretive.
You judge them rightly. They let nothing pass.
You can watch them for hours and it seems they've caught nothing, but you know fish are being landed.
And they'd never admit times were good. Complain and prosper is their motto.
Never show what's in a bag or pocket. Goes right against the grain.
I see salmon in the market. Where do they come from?
Well, no fishmonger will tell you that. We haven't caught anything. And we were out here at 5:30.
That might be a touch too early. I believe salmon wait for the sun.
Didn't think of that, did we?
Did you see the cormorant and the heron?
We did.
Would those gentlemen be here if there were no fish?
The current's pulling me!
Hey, I'm watching that net for thee. I'll have to come out with one long oar and one short oar. You want to try it?
Hey, your bloody hell,
hey, snag! Bottom legs will get stuck in sand.
It's running away with us.
Oh, Greg's new net. I knew there was danger. Good job I'm here. Hey, it's not tied. I think we've got something.
What is it?
Ow. Get out of there, then. We'll lose it at this rate. All that good money.
What are those wamblers up to?
Well, the net's caught on the bottom, I think. They'd better watch themselves.
Fishing too shallow. They should know better.
With each tide, the estuary changes shape. What is here today is gone tomorrow. There is no knowing better.
If they don't let go, they'll capsize. Well, that's my old friend Fairclough. He'll not let go. We might see something interesting here. But I don't think he can swim. Any good at life-saving, Mr. Kearney? I'd go myself, but a fish with one fin missing is slow.
Let go of your net! Let go of your net!
No, he'd never do that, not him. He'll hang on like grim death.
I do hope they'll be all right. They're having a very rough ride.
The devil looks after his own. He'll survive.
You sound as though that's a cause for regret.
Mr. Fairclough and I have played cat and mouse for many years.
Oi! Gently now! Nearly there, what's those boats?
What have you caught?
God knows. Feels like it's pulled us halfway to the Isle of Man and back.
What's best to do? Beach it?
Let's have a look what we've got.
I have
it. Oh, you can fool me.
Will you go out in your waders for us, Cedric? And tell us what it is we've caught.
You want to heave at your risky's neck for a wambler?
Oh, go on, Cedric, we're knackered. Harry, give us a hand.
Go and have a look at what they caught, Dad.
Eh?
Show what you're made of. Could be a man-eating shark.
You're more likely to be a porpoise. And I've heard of dolphins getting up this far.
You're an infant whale. I've seen one of them washed up at Morecambe.
Whatever it is, it's no salmon. That's for sure.
I'll have a look for this. You'll have to drag it closer. I can't get out that deep.
Hey, that's not easy. It's got tons of oar. Come on, pull steady lightly. I don't want my neck torn more than it is already.
The four of them pulled the sea monster into shallower water. Cautiously, old Cedric approached it, his steadying staff at the ready. The water was brown and turbid from the thrashing of the great powerful sea beast. All Cedric could see was the foaming disturbance and the long, rough bucking back which carried 10 strangely ornamental bosses of horn. He poked forward with his staff, provoking an uproar during which a magnificent tail and sharp snout were glimpsed.
Great, aye, yes, it's everywhere. Oh, I must say, I'm not one to thump off that tail.
A passion from prehistory, armoured power, sent to war, drooped with that long snout in our mud. Find your way.
Yeah. Ah, God, it's ugly. I've never seen anything so ugly. It must be more than 12 foot long.
That's a sturgeon, you fellas, of course. A sturgeon, believe me.
Oh, we'd never doubt thy word, Captain. Would we, Greg? Or if you say it must be a sturgeon it is.
A sturgeon? Well, I'd be blown.
Who can say the river's got no fish in it now, eh?
It's a splendid size. Magnificent specimen. Well done, lads. Oh, what a struggle, eh? I saw sturgeon when I was in the Crimea. Mr. Gorridge and Mr. Kearney know what I'm talking about. That's its natural habitat.
Oh, yes, you find them out there. Quite common.
Oh, but what's it doing in our river?
Oh, there you have me. What do you intend to do with it?
Get it sold. There's plenty mate on it.
No one would eat that.
There ain't monkfish, won't there? And squid, looks has got no to do with it.
Well, that would seem to be the sensible thing to do. Except that every sturgeon caught in British waters belongs to the Queen.
What? I've never heard that.
Well, how could you? You've never heard of anything to do with sturgeon before, have you? You're not an educated man, not well read. You've never heard of many things.
It's a very ancient law that goes back to the Normans.
Oh, Saxons, actually.
Like the game and forest laws, King's Deer, all that sort of thing.
Out of date.
There are still poaching laws, aren't there? Where do you think they come from?
He knows all about them.
Things have moved on a bit since Saxons, I hope.
What I'm telling you, Fairclough, is that this fish belongs to Her Majesty.
Prove it.
I don't have to prove the law. I don't even have to remind you of it.
Thanks for nothing, Captain.
In addition, whoever catches a sturgeon is responsible for delivering it to the monarch in a fit state.
This goes on and on.
And what happens if she doesn't get it?
Serious offence. And I have to say, I consider it my duty to report you.
What would happen then?
You'd be charged.
You'll not want that kind of trouble.
I'm not going along with it without being certain.
Well, you can't think about not sending it to her. If it belongs to her, she must have it.
Well, you'll take it to her then.
Well, it wasn't mine, Ed, that got it.
I'll help thee, Greg. That sound of it, it's just one of those things we have to do.
You've got quite a few logistical problems to solve. Hadn't you better get moving?
You don't happen to know where Her Majesty is at the moment, do you, Mr. Kearney?
Let's check the Times Court diary. Now, here we are. Today, 11 o'clock, Kew Garden Extension, State Banquet at Buckingham Palace. Good Lord, what a stroke of luck. It's for the Russian Crown Prince.
Well, the Russians adore sturgeon. It'll help Anglo-Russian relations no end.
Won't it just?
Quite a privilege to lend a hand in such a good cause.
Could help avert a war, perhaps?
A war? Really?
I didn't know things were that bad.
Oh, relations aren't so good in the Balkans at the moment. The Turks are getting nervous and rearming. In that particular theatre, old resentments are still very active, I'm afraid. We remember, don't we?
I'd rather forget.
Well, if I'd caught such a magnificent prize, I'd be proud and honoured to make a gift of it to my queen.
Can you show me this law in a book?
You are a doubting Thomas. Let me put it to you this way. Standing in front of you is not one or two, but three justices of the Queen's Peace. You have our word, individually and jointly, that things are exactly as we have described.
That's not an answer. Can you show it to me in a book?
So our word is not enough.
This could involve me in a lot of trouble. I've got a right to know.
You seem more worried about your rights than other people's. The key words here are authority and loyalty. Only children find them difficult.
I don't need a penny lecture on my loyalty. I'm loyal and I've proved it before now. But I'm no gudgeon for anyone.
I suggest you talk less and get on with the job.
How am I going to get that thing to London?
Take the train. You can catch the 12 o'clock. Look, here's a guinea to help you with the fare.
And another one from me. It's well worth it to think of you doing something so splendid.
Well done. And here's a surprise. Two from me. Though you don't deserve it.
Keep your money.
Oh, take it, man. Don't be proud. This is a chance to redeem yourself.
If it's my responsibility, then I'll look after it out of my own pocket, thank you.
Now, Greg, Jacob, me and thee were to have a third share each of what we caught today. We'll pay our whack. That's only right, isn't it, Jacob?
Oh, aye. How much have you got?
Now.
Well, shut up, then.
Well, good luck with your adventure. Mr. Gorridge, you'll be doing a piece for The Guardian about this.
Oh, I certainly will. Yeah. It's by far the most exciting thing that's happened this year. Haircuff will become a celebrity.
Yes. Carlson's so cock-a-hoop that he's got the honour good un, Greg. He's been waiting long enough.
I don't mind him getting me, but not with this tomfoolery.
If Queen's entitled, then she'll want it. God knows what they're like.
You all want it. She's not interested in what goes on anymore.
Hey, don't run me out Queen down when I'm around. I won't have a word said against her. She does take an interest. And if it's the law, then it's as much her duty to receive as thine to give.
Oh, that's telling us.
Sounds like there's over a barrel this time, Greg.
We'll see.
Come on.
Are we going to get near it? It'll give us a nasty bite.
A nasty suck, perhaps. Oh, sturgeon don't have teeth. They poke around on the bottom scavenging. And it was probably born here. Like you.
What do you want?
Shh. There's no need to get on the wrong side.
Sturgeon of this size have been caught at Grimsby, on the Esk, and even in the Thames. And Mr. Jackson had two in an aquarium in Southport for years. It's an Atlantic sturgeon. Acipensa sturio.
Well, if you know so much about it, perhaps you can put Greg's mind here at rest. He's been told there's a law, says it has to be handed over to the Queen.
I keep as far away from the law as possible. But I would observe that Mr. Jackson of Southport obviously didn't hand his over. But perhaps he had a lawyer. I don't know. I would like to paint the sturgeon.
How can you paint it when it's underwater, you crackpot?
I thought you were probably going to kill it. You usually kill what you catch. I brought you a big stone. Your salmon priest wouldn't be sufficient.
Oh, that's good of you, bringing us a stone.
If the creature is troublesome, Why not just release it?
Hey, Dad, that's a thought, Greg. You could say it just broke free.
It's almost certainly a female. She'll be carrying 3 million eggs.
Who counted them, you?
Well, its skin's so rough and lumpy, net's cut right into it. You'll never get mesh off with it still alive.
Well, that could cut net as close as you can, then let it go with the rest. Just say it broke free and went off.
Then it will die.
It's only a fish.
I don't want to lose my net.
If you can bring the sturgeon into the shore, I can unravel it without doing any damage.
Is there anything loonies can't do?
Shut up and be civil. He's not harming thee.
All I ask in return is a few minutes sketching. Then we can carry her back into the water and on her way. Is that acceptable?
No, it's not. I'll deal with this. What was that man's name in Southport again?
Jackson. He kept the best aquarium in the country. He fed his sturgeons on lugworms.
Lugworms? No one believes a word you say.
Only trying to help.
I'll check on this, Mr. Jackson.
But we don't want it drawing, do we?
Why not?
Evidence, isn't it? We got three impeccable witnesses on our back already.
Tide's coming up to turn. You're going to have to decide.
We'll tow it like it is to Glasson Dock, then I'll get me brother Desmond to help sort it out.
Can I come?
That's your dad.
What? Oh, go on then. I'll have better luck on my own.
Come on, we'll have to hurry.
Right.
Of all the decisions he could have taken about the sturgeon, this was the cruelest. The stone I had brought out of pity lay in the mud, unused. But the enormous fish began to succumb as it was towed sideways by the Wammel boats to the opposite shore of the estuary. Sand, stirred up by the running tide, filled its gills. Before Glasson Dock was reached, the great mother fish, heavy with her 3 million, was dead. Using the shipsmith's lifting gear, the sturgeon was lifted out and laid on the side. Men left their work to stand around and look at her, marveling, while the fisherman carefully teased the net from the vast carcass.
By God, lads, you did well. You did well. We got a cart and rushed over to help you to take it to the station.
Now gather round all. We're going to have a picture. Oh, you better put me cut straight.
What's going on here? Get back to work, you men.
A moment, if you please. This is an historic occasion.
Well, I'm sorry, Captain Johnson. I didn't realise you were here.
Yes, I'll take your place with the others. We're having a photograph taken on this momentous day.
All right. Move over, you lot. What's momentous?
Your brother's been fortunate today. Very fortunate indeed.
Our Greg. I turned me back for 10 minutes and he's struck lucky again, has he?
He has caught the Queen's fish for us. What do you think of that?
Well, I'll be blowed. So this is what all the fuss is about, eh? I've seen some horrible looking things pulled out of this dock, but that takes the biscuit. The Queen's fish, you say?
Catching one is a very rare occurrence. A sign of better times, I'd say. A positive portent.
We could all do with one of those. Well done, Greg. Always showing us lesser mortals the way.
Skill and strength were needed to make this capture. His little bark was towed all over the place by the monster. Your brother, at the head of his fellow fishermen, gave an heroic performance. As I watched, I thought, everything best in our nation's manhood is out there. Courage, perseverance, ingenuity.
Oh, he's one of the best fishermen on the river, is Greg. Not much he doesn't know about where the big ones lie.
For an hour he struggled. There were times we thought he must cut and run, but he stuck with it. I'll never forget it as long as I live.
Well, Greg, you couldn't wish for a better testimonial, could you? I wish I'd been there instead of stuck out the back eating 5,000 rivets.
The row of the sturgeon will ring a bell. You've heard of caviar, of course.
Caviar? In Glasson Dock? Hey, we're going up it, world. Put their foot on it like a big game hunter, Greg. Go on. Don't be bashful. Will we get a copy of the picture?
A framed copy. I'll bring it down myself.
Oh, I'll put it up in the office for inspiration on bad days. Could I have another copy for the family album?
Certainly. What about Mr. Jackson?
Who?
Mr. Jackson of Southport.
Can't you see how pleased everyone is? Why, Cavill?
He had two sturgeon in an aquarium. He never handed them over.
Don't be so small-minded. This isn't just your success. It's for all of us. Think of your fellows. There's not much to shout about these days, God knows.
Too right, Captain. Come on, Greg, this isn't like you.
Mr. Jackson kept two sturgeon alive in a tank for years.
If you must know, Mr. Jackson didn't catch his fish in British waters. He imported them half-grown from the Black Sea. They were brought to England in a tank on a troop ship. I saw them myself. The case is completely different.
Well, keep absolutely still. Smiles all round.
Come on, Greg. Show your teeth. This is your big day.
Smile, Fairclough. Smile.
Is these shirts dry?
Hey, I thought you were out fishing.
I have to go to London.
London? Why?
Sandwich will take too long. I'll have that half pork pie. I'll need my old kit bag, really.
Hold on, what's the rush? Tell me what's happening.
Oh, I haven't got time to tell you. We have to be on 12 o'clock train. I might get back tonight, I might not.
You haven't been to London since you came out of the army.
Special day, love.
What are you going for?
Oh, something's cropped up. It'll take too long to explain. I'll tell you everything when I get back.
Give us an idea, at least. Hey! Well, what a way to behave. You get told nothing here.
Right, weighs 45 stone. That's going to cost you.
Can't you take a bit off? Put wet sack in it, it's wrapped in.
You're sending the wet sack in, aren't you?
I suppose I am.
Well, then.
I see what you mean.
To us, there's no difference between packet and contents, giant fish and wet sacking. It's all just weight and volume to us. That's to pay a total of £3.04.
We had a whip round at Wagoner. 12 bob we got.
That won't even get it to Preston.
And you got your own fur to think of, Greg.
Put it up, Slate. I'll pay when I get back.
You will not.
Well, go on, you know he's good for money.
Yeah, I'll not comment on that. Look it my way, he might never come back. Somebody going off on a strange job like this. Who knows what might happen to him?
We haven't thought of that.
Well, I'll want to think of other men's work than your own. London train will be here soon. If they want yon overgrown sardine to go on it, make your mind up. Oh, commotion, commotion. Deliver us from officers' mess after they've had a sniff of an open bottle.
Carlson's with them, Greg. Watch out.
What do you do? Laugh along. Oh, bloody whore.
Cancel all your arrangements, my dear man. I've got you and the sturgeon a lift. We're going to fly you down. Yeah. You've heard of a flying fish, haven't you? Well, my friends here have received orders to return their balloon chop-chop, and you can be dropped off at the palace. Well, what do you say? Come on, man. Don't be ungrateful. Get you out of a hole, doesn't it? It won't cost you a farthing. What are you frowning about?
Now I've decided to go ahead. I'll keep the matter in my hands. Thanks all the same.
You'll see what kind of a chap he is. Doesn't know a good thing when he sees it.
Bad-mannered blighter.
Doesn't seem to know how to behave at all.
It's very churlish of you. You're turning down a generous offer. My friends here tell me we've got a perfect wind from the north. The sturgeon, plus you and I, constitute exactly the ballast they need for the journey. Now, well, you're not afraid to go up, are you?
No, I'm not.
Well, I'll be there to hold your hand. Come on, give it a go.
I'd rather stick with the train.
Oh, why?
I'd rather trust the train.
Well, well, who'd have taken you for a yellow belly?
I'll get on with my business. Come on, lads.
Got him. Superb, sir.
I told you it would work. Once I introduced the balloon as a secondary, more rejectable pressure, in resisting that, he completely accepts the first. He's going to take the fish to London as his bounden duty.
Quite right, too.
And he now imagines it was his own idea. That, my friends, is how to lead men.
Yeah, excuse me, gentlemen. We had a train arriving.
Oh. This one is for the annals. Yes.
All boats for Preston. Change for Manchester, Liverpool and Blackpool. Crew, change for Birmingham and Bristol. Stafford, Rugby, and London Euston.
So, what can you do for me? I have to go, and I have to go now.
Everything's arranged. You've got enough pressures to worry about.
How do you mean?
Here's your receipt and consignment note. I'll bring your tickets to you. How many are going?
How many?
All right.
Well, I'm for one.
Yeah, I'm for another.
I'll come to London.
Oh, hold on. Who's paying for all this?
Don't you worry about that.
Hey. I don't feel at all comfortable in first class, the looks we're getting.
Ignore them, lie back, put the feet up.
No, don't.
It's all right, this. What I were intended for.
May I join you for a while, gentlemen?
Not you again. Only people who've got all their marbles allowed in here.
I'm only going as far as crew.
Aren't they coming along to tap fish at Queen?
No, I'm going to a meeting.
Thank God for that.
Will you take one of my pamphlets to read?
Oh, I'll have one. What's it about?
Life. Oh. If you have any queries, don't hesitate to ask.
Oh, go on, ask him a question, Harry. That's what he wants.
I will later.
On my way to the station, I called in at the library. There is a law, a custom as much as anything else, really, which goes back to the reign of Henry I. It says, only sturgeon caught in the Thames as it flows through London belong to the Queen.
Ooh. What's the matter with our sturgeon? Oh,
half the truth, that's Carlson.
Perhaps she'd like it anyhow.
Well, now we're on our way, we can give her a present, can't we? And there's this banquet for Russians. The fish is still fresh, it was only caught 7 hours ago. Yeah. Perhaps they'd invite us.
No banquet, no Russians. I guess it's all part of an April Fool.
No!
Oh, he's right. Oh. It's the 1st of April today.
Well, he too, cousin. We're completely convinced.
Has he got nothing better to do with his time?
It doesn't matter, she's getting it.
Oh, come on, Greg. We have to acknowledge the joke and laugh at our sins or we'll look worse than fools, won't we?
We're not going back. We'll be letting everyone down. People have already stuck their nets out for us, collected money, given us tickets, helped us.
But Carlson will think he's put one over on us right to the bitter end. I'm not sure I want to look that stupid.
He's made fools of our loyalty, which is a dangerous thing to do with anyone, and as dirty as you can get. But if we go right through with it, Carlson's the one who'll end up looking the worst fool.
Aye, Greg's right. And we can have our day out.
May I ask why Captain Carlson should have done this to you?
Oh, they've never got on for as long as I've known them. Goes back a long way, don't it, Greg? But he's never cracked on why.
What's he got against you?
It's a story Carlson would have to tell me. Washed my hands of it 40 years ago.
40 years? Have you any idea of the wasted energy that involves? You're both old men. Time to forgive ancient wrongs and ancient laws. Do take a pamphlet. The section on the Eightfold Path refers...
Hey, I've got no forgiving to do. Only my duty.
Spanking pace. We're whizzing along, eh?
Lovely day for it.
Oh, come on, cheer up, Captain.
The effect of looking down on his country has had an odd impact on Captain Carlson. It makes his stump ache, and instead of exhilaration, he experiences a cuttingly intense sadness. Self-doubt gone mad. His imagination full of the history which lies like mist in the hollows of that well-worn, well-loved land. He has been a leader of men. Now he feels that pull again.
I should be with them.
Answer?
I can't let them go through with it.
Why not? They're stupid enough.
Can't stand their damnable innocence. Land me ahead of the train.
Well, easier said than done.
Difficult landing this rig in a wind this strong, sir. We're at the mercy of it. We haven't completely solved the problem of touching down at speed.
I've watched you chaps trying out those parachutes. Have you got the equipment on board?
Sir, with the greatest of respect and begging your pardon for mentioning it, but a man of your age who has an artificial limb should not contemplate taking a parachute jump. Young man's game, Captain. Can't swear the thing'll open. Well,
frankly, if it doesn't open, I don't care. If those men dumped that sturgeon on the Queen's doorstep, I'm a goner anyway.
Oh, don't say that, sir. It was a first-class wheeze, one of the best.
Oh, what am I doing up here? All I want to do is weep.
when I think of what I've done, I'm filled with shame. My men, my lads.
Oh, stay with it, sir. Flight often has this effect on the sterner spirit. We'll have to keep the train in view. We're getting into heavy rail traffic, so we'd better mark it. We had a bombing raid with sacks of flour on the Carlisle Settle line. Well, not very satisfactory. Too many tunnels. But on the open plain, it's a different matter. Should we have a go now, sir?
Can't do any harm. We have to lighten the load to increase speed anyway.
I'll spin chapel forkers.
The thing about our brand of Northern Buddhism is you can simply add it on to your existing faith.
All tickets, please.
I've been talking to my friends. They're just on my way.
Well, you shouldn't sit in first class if you've not got a ticket for first class. Have any of you got the right to be here? None of you look first class to me.
Well, that's very nice, I must say.
Well, let's have you out of here, then. There's plenty of seats elsewhere.
Station master at Lancaster said we should sit here. Showed us to our seats himself.
Are you the lads that's taken the fish to Queen Victoria?
Aye.
Oh, you should have said. I'm proud to know you. You're doing a great deed on behalf of all working people.
Will you take a pamphlet?
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll read it later. Sit down again and continue your chinwag with your friends. You won't be disturbed again.
Thank you.
A table for four has been reserved in the dining car. Would you like to be included, sir?
No, thank you. I'm fasting.
Lunch is on the house. I recommend a white burgundy. I look forward to reading this at my leisure, sir.
We're made up here, aren't we?
The balloon follows, like a giant teardrop with Captain Carlson inside. For years I've watched him wander the estuary with his fowling piece, blasting everything that moves, and nursing a great unhappiness.
Hey, what was that? World went all white.
Wind's veering towards the western whale, sir. It's now or never.
You need a push, sir.
Certainly not. I step into the void with a glad heart. I almost wish it had failed to open. Cheshire. What can I say as Cheshire rushes up to meet me? Cheese!
This is Crew! Change here for Birmingham, Bristol, Chester, Wrexham and Holyhead. This train will be delayed for a hose down because of flour in the atmosphere around Warrington Mills. London, Midland, Scottish, apologise for any inconvenience.
Was everything satisfactory?
Grand.
Anything else I can get you, lads? A cigar for that?
Oh. I'll have a cigar.
Yeah, and me too.
Now, joke on it, Eric. Makes your head go muzzy.
Me, it's always muzzy.
Cigars all round. And you might as well have a drop of port.
Oh, good, I like port.
Hey, it's going to be a long day, Albert. We're not going to carry you as well as the sturgeon.
Cheerio. Oh, good luck. Come over and see me when you get back. Tell me the whole story.
Have a good meeting. Sort them all out.
Ta-ra. Oh, he's all right. I take back everything I said about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into the whole business of self-control when I get home.
Well, you never know. Might help thee find a job and get loose from the mother's apron strings, eh? Oh.
It's to be taken off here.
We'll need a long trolley for that one.
Would you mind finding one?
Yeah, the label says Victoria via Euston.
I'm sorry to bore you fellows with the explanations, but it's all part of something that's gone horribly wrong. A bunch of young madcaps officers in the mess, junior chap. You know what they're like.
What did they have in mind?
Oh, sending Her Majesty this, you get the smell and the idea.
Have they got no feelings? Not the old Queen. By Jove, if I had them here, I'd show them.
No, they ought to be ashamed. Poor woman's got enough trouble as it is.
And I'm ashamed of them and for them. But they're young and high-spirited. That's the only excuse I can offer.
And that's no excuse. When I was young, I was as lawless as I am now. You have to be loyal or nothing adds up. If I'm not loyal to her, who'll be loyal to me?
Hey, you find somewhere to sit for a moment, sir, what? Instead of hopping about. Oh. We'll need two more to shift.
No, I'm fine.
Well, where do you want it taking to?
I'll arrange for a cart at the entrance. Now, please, hurry. We can't let the train leave with it on board.
Righto.
What's going on?
We're unloading this fish.
Are you blind? Can't you read it's going to London? You stay.
This gentleman says it's to come up. Hey, where's he gone?
My
gal, we can move fast for a man with one leg.
Lunch is finished, sir.
I'm not looking for lunch. Fairclough, I want a word with him.
What's he doing? These customers are still enjoying their meals, sir.
Be quiet, damn you.
Yeah, I'll get the guard if you carry on behaving like this.
Leave him.
Are you sure you can manage?
I can manage. Sit down, Captain. So you came with us after all. I want to speak to you alone.
I'll make myself scarce. I'm in the kitchen if you need me.
Get rid of these chaps.
Hold on, I'm finished my cigar.
Being left alone with you isn't something I relish, Captain. These men are my comrades. You know what's happened today. You tried to make a fool of them as much as you did of me.
I would find it too hard, too demeaning to talk in front of an audience. Send them away, please.
You don't hesitate to shame me in front of your friends. You've done it three times today already. For that, I apologise. For many, many things, I apologise.
I never thought I'd see the day.
I'd be grateful if you would not interfere. This is not easy for me.
Come on, we'll sit it over to me.
Sparks will start flying now, I tell thee. Get ready to take cover. If it comes to blows, who do you fancy?
Alson every time. He's taken his leg off to hit him.
I'd got off the train to attend my meeting, which was to be held in a nearby Royal Antediluvian Order of Water Buffaloes Hall. Because only three other northern Buddhists turned up, we were in quarret and couldn't do any business. So having nothing to do in Crewe, I returned to the station to catch a train home. There was the London-bound express still standing. Carlson and Mr. Fairclough were sitting at a table in the dining car, locked in conversation. Through a window streaked with flour and water, those elemental necessities of life, I glimpsed the beginnings of brotherhood.
A British Army camp in the Crimea, winter 1856.
Sergeant, Fairclough reporting, sir.
Hurry up and get inside, man. Keep the rain out.
Sir.
At ease.
Sir.
Well, you must know the reason I've called you here. Obviously you do. If you'd explain yourself without having to answer questions from me, that is something I'd prefer. Go ahead. Oh, you're making this difficult.
It was the captain who asked to see me.
Don't be impertinent. Very well, we'll have to do it the hard way. The colonel tells me you've refused to be recommended for the new Victoria Cross.
Sir.
Well, leaving aside the honour it would do your regiment, the colonel stressed that to you.
He did, sir.
We come to the matter of how this affects me,
sir.
Sit still, sir. Try to sit still or you'll draw their fire.
My leg's gone.
Yes, sir. We'll tell the storm to stop the bleeding.
quiet, sir.
Try to lie still. We don't want to draw attention to ourselves.
I'm bleeding to death. Get me back.
It's just half an hour, it'll be dark. Oh. If we make a run for it now, they'll pick us off.
Get me back. I'll give you £100 if you get me back.
Fairclough, I leave for home tomorrow. Invalided out. Got myself a peg leg and a pension, and that's me finished effectively. Not bad for a man of my age, eh? Why have you refused to let your name go forward? You would give the colonel no reason. I must have one.
Being offered the chance of a medal isn't an order, sir. I was asked what I thought.
The new cross is the highest award for bravery. Any soldier, officer, or enlisted man would be proud to have it, if he had any sense.
There you have it, sir. It'll be worth £100 of anyone's money.
Ah. Yes.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Very ill-advised of me to say what I did, but I was in extremis.
Sir?
Delirium of pain, you understand. Shock and all that. Well, the medal is a much better way to reward you for saving my life.
And cheaper, sir.
Get out!
Sir?
No. Stay. Accept the medal for my sake.
For your sake, sir.
Don't you realize that by refusing to have your name put forward, you're making my life worthless?
The price you put upon it was £100, sir.
Was that the only reason you brought me back in daylight under fire? Answer me!
Nothing to say, sir.
You'll hold me to my one mistake, made in a moment of terrible panic. I thought I was dying.
The whole thing's over for me, sir. Don't want to think about it anymore.
You have to. I'll find you the £100 if you'll let your name go forward.
To begin with, it was me duty, then it was money, then it was medals, now it's money and medals.
Far too muddy for me. You arrogant bastard, how dare you! Everyone knows you've turned down the Queen's new medal because of me. In the mess, they're saying you won't accept it because you should never have saved such a fool.
Permission to be dismissed is requested, sir.
Thank you for making my life not worth living. How long do you think it'll be before everyone back home hears about this?
No one will hear it from me. I understand how important it is to you, but the damage is done.
Oh.
But you have my word, I'll never mention it again.
No, you don't have to, do you? I'm the one who'll have to be justifying his existence from now until the day I die.
That day could have been 3 months ago. You're still here, sir.
Dismiss.
Very good, sir.
Dismiss! Dismiss! This is the first time we've been able to have a go at this since... God, I hardly dare to think about it. It's so long. Be a good chap and try to help, will you?
All I've done is keep me promise.
Yes, that's been the trouble. You should have broken it and set me free.
Never break me word.
Oh, so you could torture me by keeping it. I've tried to provoke you to break it, given you plenty of reason. But you never understood what I was after.
Still don't.
The truth. You won't share your innocence with anyone, will you? Well, I'll just have to carry on feeling worthless.
Don't do that. If you want me to go out telling everyone, I will, but after all this time, it will be interesting.
Unraveling is one aspect of the beachcomber's art. What's brought in and left behind by the tide needs unraveling and recognizing for what it was before the sea did its work and delivered it high and dry.
Then, to cap it all, landed in the parachute, bang in the middle of a muddy field. Damn legging. Went right deep in. Couldn't pull it out, so I had to unharness and leave it behind.
Who's pulling whose leg now?
Will you take my hand? An imperfect creature has no right to pursue vengeance, and I am one.
All right. We'll check on it.
What annoyed me most was you never fought back. That made me feel even worse. As though I didn't matter.
Well, you didn't.
Huh?
Do you think being sold short by you was a surprise? It's what I'd expect and what I got.
Oh, coming to Rugby. Not far now. Only another hour and we'll be there. Well, I don't know how I imagined I'd persuade you not to carry on with the nonsense. Your obstinacy is your lifeblood.
That's him.
Will you come with me, please, sir?
Oh, what have you done this time, Greg?
I think it's you he's talking to.
You've been accused of attempting to steal freight from this train at Crewe.
What?
You'll have to come along with me and answer a few questions.
Such was the support the Whamalers and Eve Netters received all along the way, and in London itself, where news of the great gift had gone ahead of them, their path was smoothed all the way to the palace gates. There, they were confronted by a guardsman who towered 7 feet into the air.
I can't leave that here.
It's a present for Queen of the Saxons.
All right, Harry, take it round back gate.
Hey, how
How do you know me?
Who doesn't?
Raymond? It's Raymond from Downhill Street. What are you doing here? I thought you said you were running away to sea.
This is as far as I got.
They delivered the sturgeon to a mystified head butler, who put it in the fifth pantry for the chef's attention. As Her Majesty was away in Scotland, palace menus were not fancy and already worked out for the week. So the chef decided to give the sturgeon away. A charity that took leftovers from the back doors of the rich to distribute to the poor dealt with it. In Limehouse...
What's this stinking black stuff?
Caviar. Don't turn your nose up at it. You're a very fortunate fellow.
Well, you try some first. If it don't kill you, I might have a go.
The following spring, a Cheshire farmer found something very strange growing on his land. A wooden leg in full leaf. Being a wise man, he took it for a sign of hope.
In Gift from the North by David Pownall, Hugh Dixon played Robinson, Stephen Thorne, Cedric, and Alex Lowe, Albert. Greg was played by Brian Glover, Carlson by Barry Foster, Jacob by Kim Wall, and Harry by Ewan Meredith. Christopher Scott was Gorridge, Sean Baker, Kearney, Keith Drinkle, Desmond, and Janet Moore, Mary. Other parts were played by Mark Bonner, Chris Pavlow, and members of the cast. Gift from the North was directed by Peter Kavanagh.